business.
Personalizing online prices. How deep are your pockets? Businesses are offered software that spots which customers will pay more.
In many types of face-to-face retailing, it pays to size up your customer and tailor your offering accordingly. In a 2006 study of Fulton Fish Market in New York, Catherine Grady of Oxford University found that dealers regularly charged Asian buyers less than whites because the Asians had proved over time more willing to reject high prices and readier to band them together to boycott dealers who ripped them off. The internet, by allowing anonymous browsing and rapid price comparing, was supposed to mean low and equal prices for all. Now, however, online retailers are being offered software that helps them detect shoppers who can afford to pay more or are in a hurry to buy, so as to present pricier options to them or simply charge more for the same stuff. Cookies stored in shoppers' web browsers may reveal where else they have been looking, giving some clues as to their income bracket and price sensitivity. A shopper's internet address may be linked to his physical address, letting sellers offer, say, one price for Bel Air, another for Compton. Doug Bryan of iCrossing, a digital marketing consultancy, explains that the most up-to-date price customization software can collate such clues with profiles of individual shoppers that internet sellers buy from online data aggregation firms. All this is fairly cheap, he says. One of the few big online firms to admit using such techniques is Orbitz, a travel website. Its software detects whether people browsing its site are using an Apple Mac or a Windows PC, and since it has found that Mac users tend to choose pricier hotels, that is what it recommends to them. Orbitz stresses that it does not charge people different rates for the same rooms, but some online firms are believed to be doing just that, for instance by charging full whack for those assumed to be willing and able to pay it, while offering promotional prices to the rest. Allocating discounts with price customization software typically brings in 2 to 4 times as much money as offering the same discounts at random, claims Ravi Vijayaravagan of 24/7, a Bangalore-based firm that develops and operates such software. One way to do this is to monitor how quickly shoppers click through towards the online seller's payment page. Those who already seem set on buying need not be tempted with a special offer. Firms like 24/7 and Rich Relevance, another price customization software firm from San Francisco, are somewhat keener to talk about their software than the internet retailers who are trying it out. Mr. Vijayaravagan names United Airlines, for example, as among his big clients, but the airline declined to comment for this article. Andrew Farno, a consultant in Accenture's Chicago office, reckons that at least 6 of America's 10 biggest web retailers are now customizing prices in some way, but it is hard for shoppers to spot when this is going on. If they knew, many would feel that it is pushing the boundaries of fairness, notes Werner Reinartz, a University of Cologne marketing professor and consultant to 2 Fortune 500 companies that use customization techniques. Mr. Reinartz preaches caution lest companies be dragged through an ordeal pioneered by Amazon in the autumn of 2000. Word broke that the internet giant was selling DVDs at differing prices to see which web browsers happened to be favoured by shoppers least concerned about cost, former executives say. The resulting backlash prompted it to refund those who paid more, and Amazon now declines to discuss its pricing system. Users of price customization software have so far been reluctant to peep at potential customers' social media pages for fear that this would provoke a privacy backlash. But the operators at the call centres 24/7 runs for its clients are beginning to scan Twitter for gen on the shoppers they are talking to. And sometimes, says Mr. Vijayaragavan, their tweets give useful hints about whether a discount is needed to clinch the sale.